always dancing down the street. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, July 26, 2023. 9:06 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Oh, we're having a good day. It's a beautiful day out there.
Yeah.
We're kind of scrambling around here, though.
Yep. Of course, it's Wednesday, which means the San Juan Record newspaper has been published, but delivery is going to be delayed.
Yeah, it's somewhere on a truck broken down in New Mexico. So we're going to be delayed on the print copies. Of course, our online version is released this morning, and we've got a paper. It's just the print version is not going to be available probably until tomorrow.
Mm, yeah. Yep, so that's delayed. Cortez Journal also being delayed then as well. So too.
And the Durango Herald too.
Yep. So
all three papers are printed in Santa Fe on Tuesday afternoon. And a truck, which has generally been very, very reliable, had a breakdown overnight. So we're still figuring things out here, but we do know that we won't get the paper out this morning like we're used to.
Yep. So could be a delay up to a day, we think, on the delivery of that newspaper. But like you say, if you got an online subscription, you can get it now.
Yeah. You know, and about half of. We've got 800 online subscriptions. It's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yep. Well, good deal. Well, we'll be sure to tell you more about the newspaper as we get information. But we have local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including an update on that monument fire that's happening in far north Red Rock country. The monument fire is 80% contained as of last report last night, and increase in acreage has been reported. The monument fire was ignited by lightning about 55 miles southeast of Vernal in the Book Cliffs near Monument Ridge Road and Cliff Dweller Ridge, and was reported on the afternoon of Saturday, July 22nd. The area received light rain yesterday. Cloud cover and high relative humidity kept the fire activity low, which helped crews working on the line. This morning, firefighters will further improve the line and mop up any remaining hot spots with the goal of fully containing the monument fire. So that's going to be the final update on the incident, barring unforeseen circumstances. So good report there. That monument fire has been just about wrapped up there in the Book Cliffs.
Let's hope it's the only one we have, but you never know.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a pretty quiet fire season, which is always a good thing. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area, including a report from the latest San Juan County Commission meeting. During their July 18th meeting, members of the San Juan County Commission discussed the work of the Children's Justice Center, including beginning the process to separate the San Juan County Children's Justice Center from the Grand County Children's Justice Center. Utah Children's Justice Centers, or CJC programs, are administered in the state by the Attorney General's Office with locations throughout the state. CJC offices offer a space for trained individuals to respond to allegations of child abuse. Children's Justice Centers provide a place for children who are alleged to have been victims or witnesses of violent or sexual crimes to be interviewed in a child-focused location aimed at minimizing trauma for children. So those interviews are conducted by trained experts in a quiet, safe area and are recorded to prevent children from having to share traumatic experiences repeatedly. That necessary information for those interviews is then shared between responding agencies, including Child Protective Services, law enforcement, prosecutors, victim advocates, and other entities. So again, the idea, a child, you know, involved in a violent crime, they're able to go to this one location where trained professionals, you know, able to ask them about the event, and it's told once and recorded, and they don't have to get up on the stand necessarily, or, you know, tell the story to law enforcement and CPS and all these different areas. So It's a good program, been around for a while. And San Juan County currently provides those services with Grand County. However, County Administrator Mac McDonald proposed to the commission that the county begin offering its own services rather than continue to share with Grand County. Currently, San Juan County operates a satellite location in Blanding and operates under the supervision of the fully operational center in Grand County. McDonald reports San Juan CJC has had varying levels of attention from Grand County CJC directors at different times. McDonald pointed out that when the latest individual to manage the CJC was let go, San Juan County was not involved in those discussions. McDonald said, quote, "We had no idea that Grand County had terminated employment, and then we found out after the fact. That's typically been our management of CJC. Our management was done through Grand County," said McDonald. He also shared concerns that cases are being undercounted and underreported in San Juan County and recommended San Juan begin the process to operate its own CJC. McDonald proposed the county work with the state to fund a part-time or full-time individual to run a San Juan County CJC. As part of making that a reality, members of the county commission unanimously voted to sign a memorandum of understanding to work with other local agencies to operate a CJC in San Juan County. They'll be seeking support from other agencies, so other agencies definitely being able to weigh in and talk about the pros and cons of San Juan County striking out on their own. County commissioners were supportive of the idea. Commissioner Sylvia Stubbs and Jamie Harvey provided additional comment. You can read those comments in the latest edition of the San Juan Record and available online at sjrnews.com. Commissioner Harvey talked about especially efforts he's had to try and increase reporting of both child and elder abuse in San Juan County, especially on the Navajo Nation, where reporting to the nation may not be shared with the state and vice versa. He recommended that reports of abuse need to be shared with both entities to increase reliable information and along with it resources to address issues in the county. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, for summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Save up to $30 a month on your internet with Emory Telcom. See if you qualify for the Affordable Connectivity Program and apply online right now at affordableconnectivity.gov. Emory Telcom knows reliable internet is more important than ever. Sign up now to save $30 a month. Visit emorytelcom.com or call 435-298-8023 today. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Power up your projects with Craftsman all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Right now, get 20% off select Craftsman V20 lithium-ion power tools, equipment, and accessories. It's grilling season. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Traeger grills and smokers. Camp chairs, deck umbrellas, and pop-up canopies are all on sale. Plus, it's buy 1 gallon, get one half off on Royal and Clark and Kensington paint and cabinet exterior stain. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Wednesday, July 26, 2023. 9:16 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And Bill, I've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record available now. Well, sort of.
It's available online. We load the majority of stories on our website at sjrnews.com. You can get an online subscription that has the entire paper. And we share on social media quite a bit, too. Our lead story in today's paper is the San Juan County Commission meeting that you just discussed. Information with the Children's Justice Center program. Tracy Tabbitt's a Monticello native who has administered that program through the State Attorney General's office statewide for several years. And that's a wonderful program. I'm hopeful the county is able to figure out the administration. Excuse me, the administration issues related to that, because that is a wonderful program. San Juan Record today, we've got 16 pages, got a lot of stuff about the big celebration last week, the Pioneer Day celebration. So we've got stories about some nice photos and stories about the softball tournament and the 5K race and so forth. Our front page story, in addition to the county meeting, is about the San Juan County Fair. Believe it or not, it starts this weekend. Saturday are the first events, a full 8 days of fun and events at the San Juan County Fair, really the culmination of the summer here in San Juan County. So we've got fair events, a calendar that you can get on our website or in the paper. It's a great time of year, and it's going to be an awesome fair. The theme of the fair this year is It's the Place to Be in 2023. Our cover photo is of Halen Eldridge, cutest little girl, and she's out in the field looking at wheat, really a nice harvest photo. It's harvest time in San Juan County, and really a nice photo of Halen checking out the wheat in her family farm. Anyway.
It's awesome.
Hold on just a second. I just went down. I have...
Yeah, again, so a reminder for folks, previewing the San Juan Record, it'll be available soon. We've got the truck that delivers that paper, as well as the Durango Herald and the Cortez Journal have broken down, but they're working to replace that, and so...
Yeah, probably delayed a day on the hard copy... You know, there was a time, in fact, in the 110-year history of the San Juan Record, the hard copy was all that we have. But now, with electronic distribution, there's opportunity to get the paper, and a lot of people get their paper delivered to their inbox at 5 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. There's really an interesting development in Bluff, and we've got news about that. The Guymon property, this beautiful 320-acre property just upstream in Cottonwood, immediately north of Bluff Town. It's in Bluff Town limits. That has been purchased by a conservancy organization, and they say it's the largest privately held piece of ground within Bears Ears National Monument, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. The Guymons the Guymon family have had and maintained and protected that property for many, many years, but now it will be transferred to a conservancy organization. We have a good-sized story about that in the paper. Cliff jumping at Lake Powell contributed to a death last week. We've got a little story about that, and also the impact of the winter on water levels at Lake Powell. The lake has peaked, and it's going to drop. The National Park Service is pretty certain that everything, all the docks and marinas that were opened this spring after being closed because of drought, they will continue to be open, except possibly the main marina at Bullfrog. But other marinas will be open at Bullfrog. So anyway, it's an exciting time to have lots of water stories about in Lake Powell. The San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation, it's an organization set up by Energy Fuels. They funded almost $100,000 to five local organizations. We've got a good story about that. Have three obituaries in the paper today. Obituary for Brandy Renee Riffey, whose graveside services will be held this morning in Monticello. Ronald Melvin Trent, a Blanding resident who passed away last week. And Barbara Montella, her funeral services were last week too. So really nice obituaries there. You can pick it all up in the San Juan Record. We got a lot of good information. We appreciate your support, and a lot going on.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, San Juan Record will be available soon. It's on its way. Truck breakdown will delay that a bit. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock area. Report from the Cortez Journal and the Durango Telegraph noting that the infamous Four Corners manhunt may be coming to the big screen. Shiley Graff for the Cortez Journal writing that Dan Schultz's books telling the massive chase after the slaying of a Cortez officer may be coming to the screen. Ryan Lewis, a producer with Zero Gravity Management, recently bought the rights to the 2013 book Dead Run by Dan Schultz, which tells the tale of one of the biggest manhunts in the Four Corners. Those men from Durango and Dove Creek led police on a manhunt into a bluff after shooting and killing a Cortez police officer when he tried to pull them over in 1998. So rights for that book have been bought, and we know something like that, bringing a project like that to movies or TV can take quite some time and has been slowed by the writing strike. But the producer who purchased the rights says they're working to move that along to tell that story.
Wow, that would be very interesting on the big screen. That's a complicated story and full of lots of intrigue. And it was a good book. Dead Run is a great book.
Yeah, and of course, you know, involves local folks and obviously, tragically, the death of a Cortez police officer. But
yeah, and all three of the fugitives.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a really interesting story in 1998, you know, and anyway, so maybe getting
it'll
an adaptation.
It'll be interesting to see how that proceeds. It's not going to be a big studio production, possibly. I don't know. Maybe made for TV, a documentary. Interesting.
Yeah. Yep, so interesting reporting there from the Durango Telegraph and the Cortez Journal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yeah, as I mentioned this morning, graveside services for Brandy Renee Riffey begin at 10 a.m. this morning at the Monticello City Cemetery. She passed away on July 15th at the age of 40. Memorial services for Cortez resident Thad Cole will be held at 11 a.m. today at the Airtel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Services for Shad Albert Swink of Moab are from 4 to 6 on Friday at the Old City Park in Moab. A memorial service for Yvonna Pearl Harvey Hogard begins at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Blanding South Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. Funeral services for Mary LaVon Johnson of Moab begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the LDS Chapel on 400 North, viewing at 9 a.m. A memorial service for Jeannie Sapp of Durango will be held at 10 a.m. on July 29th at the Durango Cowboy Church. Graveside services for Howard Nielsen will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th at the Monticello City Cemetery. And memorial services for Cajon resident Carol Sue Trudeau will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 7th at Dove Creek First Baptist Church. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Airtel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Take a break and be right back.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials. 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
What's going on?
The Montezuma County Fair is underway in Cortez and runs through Saturday with lots of food, rodeos, and of course the Demolition Derby. Visit MontezumaCountyFair.com for the full schedule. On Friday, the Moab Summer Film Series presents Little Rascals. The show is free, starts at 8:30 in Suwanee City Park, and popcorn is provided. Check moabrecreation.org for more info. The Moab VFW 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament is Saturday morning at 8:30. This four-person scramble will feature mulligans, prizes, burgers, and brats. To sign up, call the Moab Golf Course at 435-259-6488 or visit moabgolfcourse.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, and Monticello now through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday morning, 9:31 a.m. on this Wednesday, July 26th, Bill.
July 26th is National All or Nothing Day. Celebrated every July 26th to encourage people to give their all to every task or dream they embark on. That's a sport, an assignment, a friendship, or even a workout. The key is to break the limit your mind has set and allow yourself to take risks. Let out the daredevil and dedicate the next 24 hours to achieving tasks you were too cautious to even think about doing before. So, it's all or nothing day today. I guess you've got a choice, though. It can be all or it can be nothing.
I like, nothing. That's not bad.
Oh. Today is Tisha B'Av on the Jewish calendar. That's the day of the year when both Solomon's Temple and Herod's Temple were destroyed. Same calendar day. Sad day, a day of mourning. It's the only day of the year when observant Jews sit down in front of the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Yeah, it's National Aunt and Uncle Day and also National Bagel Fest Day today. On this day in 1775, a long time ago, the U.S. Postal Service was created by the Second Continental Congress. The first Postmaster General, Benjamin Franklin. On this day in 1956, Egypt seized control of the Suez Canal. As you can imagine, it triggered an international incident. A number of wars were fought, but of course, Egypt still controls the Suez Canal, as they should. 53 years ago today, July 26, 1970, the number one song, Close to You by the Carpenters. That was a long time ago, all of a sudden. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Speaking of great songs, rock legend Mick Jagger is 80 years old today. That cracks me up. Mick Jagger, 80 years old.
Wow.
Mick Jagger and Keith Richards went to elementary school together way back in the day. And then the Jaggers moved away to another town and they remet like 20 years later. But they're in the same elementary school class together. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Oh, I feel bad for that teacher.
The thing is, if Mick Jagger's 80, Keith Richards looked 80 30 years ago. But man, they're still touring. Mick Jagger had heart surgery a couple of years ago, and he's returned to full health. And
wow.
Remarkable. Roger Taylor, drummer for Queen, celebrates his 74th birthday today, so he's a young man, only 74. Three famous actresses celebrate their birthdays today. Kate Beckinsale is 50 years old. Sandra Bullock is 59. And Helen Mirren is 78 years old. Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelor, is 52 years old today. Local birthday today for Talia Sanchez. Happy birthday, Talia. And also Stash Wislocki in Telluride. It's his birthday today. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com, and we appreciate the calls.
Yes, we do. Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. 101 things to do, including number 11 on the list, which is visit the Moki Dugway, an unforgettable scenic drive. Make your way out to the Moki Dugway. It's a series of switchbacks that lead travelers off Cedar Mesa down into Valley of the Gods. You can traverse along the top of the mesa on Highway 261. Paved road is an easy drive right up until the Moki Dugway. At that point, the road becomes gravel as it switches back and forth down a steep 10% grade down to down 3 miles to the bottom. That's number 11 on our list. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including Grand Canyon Trust, who say visiting Bears Ears, find hiking guides with directions, trail descriptions, permits, info, and more at grandcanyontrust.org/bearsearshike. They remind folks to visit with respect, and their stated mission is to safeguard the wonders of the Grand Canyon and the Colorado Plateau while supporting the rights of its natives people, grandcanyontrust.org. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that. Be back with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability, matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District has numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist, a school-based therapist, and special education paraprofessional at Grand County High. Title I paraprofessional and severe special education teacher positions at HMK Elementary. 3 full-time custodian positions, part or full-time lunch aide/cooks/cashiers at all schools, substitute bus driver, groundskeepers, maintenance positions, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92, you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact@baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Need ideas for your Red Rock Country adventure? Check out 101 ways to experience San Juan County. This free 64-page magazine is full of great ideas, 101 to be exact. Sights to see, places to go, and events to attend. And there's a host of local businesses and organizations eager to help you make wonderful memories. Find the visitor's guide at tourist stops, visitor centers, convenience stores, restaurants, motels, and businesses across the area, or online at sjr101.com. Enjoy your visit to Red Rock Country.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 FM. It's Wednesday, July 26, 2023, 9:44 a.m. Let's take a look at the sports report now, shall we? The Colorado Rockies remain fifth in the NL West, record of 40-61. They suffered a loss yesterday in Washington to the Nationals, 6-5. They'll play them this morning at 10 a.m. So if you want to watch the Rockies, you got about 15 minutes before they have their opening pitch against the Nats. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks remain second in the NL West. They got a win yesterday over the St. Louis Cardinals, 3-1. I'll take them on again today in Phoenix. 1:40 p.m. is the opening pitch. Diamondbacks remain four games back from the Dodgers, as do the San Francisco Giants. They also remain four games back. So Arizona in the race for the pennant and definitely for the wild card as we get near the end of July. Well, again, that'll do it for these regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.